Have a cup of
coffee or tea, yeah. Or
all right, we're talking about, you know, when you're talking about coffee, you say I have to go in, the pot's empty, I'll have to go in and
partner some coffee, or
and I go over to the sink and say I was really thirsty, I was out working in the field, I was really hot, I went over to the sink and got myself a
drink of water,
and I poured it into a
glass.
And if the glass fell off the sink, you'd say the glass
was broken.
Okay. And it just, when it fell, you'd say, when I dropped the glass did what? The glass
came apart or broken.
Yeah. And talking about drinking, you'd say, I what a glass of water, right?
There.
You know, when you say I
drank a glass of water.
You might ask them, well, how many glasses of water have you?
How many glasses have you drinking today?
Alright. And if someone comes in, you might say,
would you have a drink of water?
And then tell them just to sit. They're standing up, you might tell them,
sit down, I'll get you a glass.
Alright. And you'd say, I had just down to eat when the phone rang. I had just
sit down and the phone rang.
You're passing some potatoes around the table. You might take a bowl of potatoes and say,
would you have some potatoes?
Right. And you might say something about, in the form of help, you might say, help.
Help yourself.
And so a person says that to you, so then you went ahead and
served
and helped. You say, I went ahead and helped myself.
And passed them to them.
Okay. I couldn't do all. Let's say you're talking about work, you're doing some work. You say, I couldn't get all that spraying done. Someone had to come over and do what? He had to come over and
assist me or help me.
Yeah. Yesterday he
came over and helped me.
And if someone passes some food to you and you don't want any, you might say, no, thank you. I don't
care for any.
All right. And if you have a big roast on one day, and then your wife prepares the same thing on the next day, what might you say you're having the next day?
Leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and you
chew it.
Now, this is something made with cornmeal, and it's ground cornmeal. It's boiled. And it's eaten sometimes for breakfast.
Fried mush, or
yeah. All right. Now, is it ever served any other way?
Yeah, Dad used to eat just mush and milk.
How did your mother prepare it?
Well, she would bring her water to a boil and put her meal in, have it boil, and cook it good and done, and set it out.
What quantities did she make it?
Well, she would make maybe two or three was eating it. She might make 3 pints or something like that.
Now, was that cooked at the fireplace?
No, usually on the stove.
What you mentioned the big fireplace you had, but what kind of a stove did you have after the fireplace?
We had a home comfort wood stove. That was when we mm-hmm. lived before we moved.
Mm-hmm.
We moved it over here, and later on mm-hmm. went to electric.
Mm-hmm. Did you use a wood stove over in this house, or was that in the other house?
That was in the other house. Mm-hmm. I never did have one up here.
I see. Now, what kinds of, I didn't really talk, would you tell me about the yesterday we were talking about your farm. Just tell me a little bit about the way your farm's laid out and the